You were born in Mexico. Your parents were both born in Mexico. You're not a citizen by birth. Your parents became naturalized citizens. You needed to be a resident alien before you were 18 in order to have the naturalization of your parents help you be a citizen. It doesn't work for you. Now, let me ask you one more question, sir. Do you have any fear of being persecuted in Mexico?
Your Honor, I'm not going to answer that because
you've got to answer it, sir, because if you don't, I'm going to assume that you don't have any fear because the burden is on you to prove relief from removal. And you have to have...
You gave me to bring you the form that you requested, and I provided you with a lot of documents.
You provided me with a lot of documents that don't help, yes, sir.
What do you mean it don't help? It's giving you all the evidence, rebuttaling the government's...
It doesn't rebut anything about the government, sir.
See, you bring in
Sir, do you want to answer my question or not?
Are you going to take this application or this evidence that you...
I'll take the application in, sir, but you've got to answer my question.
Well, I've never been to Mexico, so how do I know? A lot of things have...
Been to Mexico, you were born there, sir.
To me, I've been born here because I feel like I've been born here because I was a child from here. So how can you say I was... Even though if I was born up there, to me, I stayed here all my life. So how are you going to me, I have believed that I've been here born, so.
Well, sir, you need to, the burden is on you to show that you're a citizen. You're having a very difficult time doing it.
I've been submitting you these documents. You're not reviewing it, or you're not taking it as a consideration.
I'm seeing that both your parents were naturalized citizens. Wait a minute. I'm seeing that both your parents were naturalized citizens. Your father's naturalization papers show, I can read it, that I can't read the date of the naturalization. On your mother's naturalization certificate, it shows that in September 8th of 1987 or 97, she became a resident, she became a citizen.
Do you got the form where it says legalization, free receipt of the Department of Justice, where the forms for residents started in 87 or 80-something?
That's right, but it didn't. And that's exactly why Exhibit 3 is important, because that didn't work until the May 24th of 1990. At that point, you become a resident alien. That is why Exhibit 3 is important.
But I'm claiming that I'm citizen based on the Act of Congress, because under 1401G states that if one of my parents is a citizen of the United States, one is a resident, right? Am I correct? Something like that. It goes, I don't have the statute with me, because you're not helping me out. You are being impartiality of discriminating me.
No, you're being very, very insolent, sir. Now,
I'm trying to prove that statute, Your Honor.
Well, what date was your father naturalized?
He's been a citizen. All the papers was submitted to the court, because there was another hearing against a brother of mine where he already established it. He proved all his documents 2 months ago, where I told him, because we only have one copy. And they couldn't give me a copy because they got to get it from the attorney. He was representing my brother, where it established everything that you needed to require. And I told him to send it to you because I got an order here, United States District of Habeas Corpus, giving you an order to response. If you can see, I don't know, from the District of San Antonio, from the federal judge, ordering you to respond on my habeas corpus, where it giving...
You know what, sir? I don't have anything to do with that. This is an administrative proceeding.
But this where I'm showing that they're going to show all the documents that you is required for you to, you know, that shows that I'm citizen by act of Congress, you know, that's what I'm claiming it. Because my